mashallah, University of Chicago, I'm sure you have great professors, but you look at it as a huge mammoth of a university that produces multitudes of scholars. But we need to, in this era that we live in, look at the hearts of your teachers. Make your teachers the walls of your university. That's the way it was done in the past to really get knowledge. It's passed from heart to heart. Though we have grand institutions as well in history of great caliber, but just keep in mind that it's heart to heart that real knowledge is passed on. The Prophet ﷺ was a miracle and a messenger for all peoples, animals, and the invisible. Other prophets were all for a certain people, and they didn't. In addition, we know now that this is a reality because all of the other prophets came for certain people. We know Musa alayhi salam for the Bani Israel, and so on. We also know this from this era that we live in. How is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all people? The internet is allowing him to be for all people. The internet did not come, or the technology did not come in prior times. This era allows everyone to access the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I want to get into a little bit about salawat. What are salutations? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the one who sends prayer upon you, addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as do the angels, to bring you out of darkness into light. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful to the believers. So every time we make a salutation on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes 10 on us. Each salutation we make, He increases it 10 full times more for us. Thus sending salutations is a guide. It's the light that we have to direct our way on this earth. And those, this is coming from another hadith, those who don't send these salutations are going to be lost. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us of. مَن نَسِيَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ فَقَدْ أَخْطَأَ طَرِيقَ الْجَنَّةَ. This is a real danger. Whoever forgets to send prayers upon me inevitably errs in the path to paradise. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his humility and good opinion of us, he said, مَن نَسِيَ, whoever forgets. But the ulama say, what this really means is that whoever leaves salutations upon him is the one who gets lost in the earth, loses way, takes detours away from paradise. So this was from his good opinion of us, that he didn't say that they left the salutations, they will leave the salutations, but they'll forget. So this is, again, the grave danger if we don't send salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In addition, he used the word qad. So this is emphasizing the fact that certainly, that's why I said inevitably, qad used with the past tense, it means they will certainly lose. There's no doubt about it. Whoever does not send salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will indeed get lost on this earth. So those of our friends who are not here, by the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and manifold thanks to all those who put this together. Any one of these majalis that we attend, wherever in the earth that they're occurring, it takes a lot of people. We don't recognize that it takes a lot of people to put it together. People have been traveling. I myself was traveling, so alhamdulillah, we're all here together celebrating the Prophet, commemorating his birthday sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So, in addition, if you don't know him...
Sorry, let's adjust the mic.
Oh, sure.
Sorry.
The thing is, it falls if you do that. That's right. Okay, go for it. So if you don't know him, this is where we're getting identity crises from. Those who don't know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, as we just said, they will be wandering about the earth looking for themselves, as we say in America. So, وَلِيَعْضُ بِلَمْ, we don't want to be of those. So alhamdulillah for everyone that is in this room. Hopefully, none of us fall into that category, inshallah. So, we said that it was his words, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that spread Islam. So, I want to take you just a couple of examples, because the whole hadith sciences would take, if we just spoke on that, we wouldn't be finished if we continued now until our demise. So, I just picked some succinct ones that I will mention, and it applies to what we just, all of us, well, a lot of us, especially those traveling from out of state or elsewhere. The Prophet wasallam, he said, "As-safru qitatun min al-'adab," and the meaning is, and traveling is a piece of punishment. So the ulama say it means that it's a piece of the fire. Now, if you think about it, you might think that, okay, that sounds hyperbolic, because nowadays we have much ease in traveling, and you know, we can pretty much go door to door in such a vehicle, moving from planes, trains, and automobiles. But I take it literally. When I looked at that hadith, and especially in the last couple of years when I looked it over again, I said, subhanAllah, literally this applies to us, because now, especially those who have to go to the airport, you know those body scanners? The Prophet ﷺ said, "As-safru qitatun min al-'adab," yani, like nar, fire. The body scanners are indeed nar. They are a piece of fire that is subjected to you when you travel. I tell my students, and those who I advise not to take that route, I mean, if you knew what it did medically, nobody, forget about, I mean, that as well, that they can see you nude, but what it did to you, and you might have some kind of, وَلِيَعَذْ بِاللَّهِ, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, you know, if not a flu or something occurred and you don't know where it's coming from, or something worse. I mean, it's about 10 CAT scans is what some of the doctors are saying. So please, please be wary of that, and sisters, just take the, and brothers too, just take the pat down, and inshallah, you can make do with that. But that's for your own safety. My background is in medicine, so I just want that knowledge to get across to you, coming from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, going back to speech, there's a hadith about Jannah being for certain.